Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. As we're about to get this started, don't forget, Kane Brown is going to be our bonus content that you'll be able to get after the closing jingle. But also, just a little heads up, if you don't have our Big D and Bubba app, you're missing out because however you're listening to the podcast, you can also travel with the radio show as well. You've got several options in all the different time zones to time shift and listen to our live show every day. Again, that's the free Big D and Bubba app available for Droid and iPhone.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
That's how we get the podcast. The Big D
and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shredding it, Bubba. Go, baby.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You play an intro?
What?
Oh, is that tequila.
Bailey Zimmerman. He was drunk on stage in Mexico, and he's like, I forgot the words because I'm drinking
tequila.
when I saw that when he was singing there and it was so bad.
I was look, dude, it could have been worse. He could have been Billy Ray. Speaking of
that one's
yeah.
So like, this, alarming.
Tequila!
That's just somebody having a good time.
Yeah, yeah, it's just like, yeah, he's.
I mean, Billy Ray has been in here many times. I've never seen him.
Well, when you're even his own son, Trace, is that his name?
Yeah.
Was like, hey, yeah, he needs some help, or I don't know. It was.
Look, man,
we didn't play it. You know, like,
the
you
audio?
Know, yeah, yeah,
no,
yeah,
we didn't. We didn't even talk about it.
No, we didn't. I don't know. There's a line for me, and I think you too, where. At one hand, yeah, we're the radio or the your country music knowledge.
We're going to report to you whatever we hear and this and that.
Then it's other parts. I'm kind of like, I don't know.
Ingrid Andress was one of those situations because she had something clearly going on. What was it? The All-Star Game, trying to sing the anthem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she was actually supposed to be on the show the next day.
I remember that
she went to rehab. Yeah, man. So, but it's
she said no.
See,
thank you.
And that's where we're at. That's the that's the balance. Yeah. Yeah, we have to have that.
Thank you, Amy.
Got to have that.
Tequila!
But yeah, you know, there's just some things that you know we just kind of go, eh. You know, Bubba said, "Hey, we don't get penalized for things we don't say."
Mm-hmm. That is probably the biggest thing ever is that, you know, and this goes with anything, whether you're going to tweet something out or make a thing on TikTok or whatever, just remember, whatever your words are that you put out into the universe, somebody's going to see it. Yeah. And my dad used to always tell us, remember we used to talk about this early on when we first started the show, my dad would be like, just, you know, be careful. Don't talk bad about people's heroes because... If you make a comment about, let's say you make a disparaging comment about Billy Ray, then the Billy Ray fans is going to be very upset with you. If we say something about Carrie Underwood, which has happened once back in the day, we said something, it was a joke with Carrie that we said, but her fans, even though Carrie laughed at us, her fans got mad.
Yeah.
Like angry, that was what my dad used to say: "Is like, be careful with you people because, you know, this is who they look up to."
Yeah.
And sometimes it's sad to see people get into situations where their health is starting to decline because of some kind of dependence upon whatever it may be, whatever the substance is.
Like
alcohol or opioids or
peanut butter. Could peanut be anything butter. For you. Yeah. Cookie dough.
Cookie dough. Dude, I went and I bought a.
Here we go. See, that's all you
had. Yeah, that's all you had to do was cookie dough.
If you ever want to, like, what's wrong with Bubba? Is he feeling all right? Just go cookie dough. He'll be like, oh.
That's like a bobber on the water.
I wanted to go get some cookie dough the other day. Actually, I thought about making cookies. So I go and I'm.
Well, that's a good start.
Yeah. Mm. And I go and I go to the little cookie aisle, you know, at the grocery store and I see the Toll House.
Yeah.
I know. It's not my favorite.
The ones that are pre-made?
The ones in the little tub. You know, you get like the, it looks like those cereal bowls that you had whenever you were little because we couldn't afford real bowls. That was what it was. And I got a Nestle Toll House tub of. Of the mix.
Gotcha.
I mean, the cookie dough.
Gotcha.
So I bought the cookie dough and I was like, I'm going to make some cookies. And then I was like, and I'm going to eat some of the cookie dough out of this after I put my cookies in. Dude, I never got a single cookie into the oven.
I bet you never even turned the oven on.
Never did. Over the course of.
How long? I'm going to hear this. Well, how long was that?
3 days.
You ate on it for 3 days?
The entire tub of Toll House cookie dough was gone in 3 days.
I
want to
judge you there, but you talking about this big, those tubs?
No. It's smaller. The one that's about like 2.5 inches deep.
That's not bad. That's really not bad.
It's a lot of cookies.
I mean,
how many cookies
I don't
in
know.
One tub of?
Yeah. You probably make 2 dozen, maybe.
I'm going to say 40.
Oh. But yeah,
I'm looking it up.
What about
right
the
now.
Thing? I saw a few years ago. They were like, "Oh, this has raw egg in it." Or
36 ounces, by the way, is what it is. Raw eggs and what? I'm sorry.
No, it's just saying that you get. It's dangerous to eat raw cookie dough, but I've never had a problem.
Is it actually dangerous? Like, have you actually?
Well,
I don't know what he wins.
Okay, I can't tell you how many. I was going to say pounds. It really, how many? Tens of hundreds of pounds
pallets.
Of cookie dough.
Just say pallets.
How many pallets of cookie dough that I have eaten in my lifetime? Man, raw eggs are not yet. It really is probably at least a pallet of cookie dough. I love some cookie
Tractor
dough.
Trailer boxes.
I'll tell you this.
Just drop off one of those big cargo ship containers at my house.
Whatever is in that raw egg, that clog in his artery is going to stop it. So. It's not going to matter. That's good.
Anyway, by the way, 36-ounce tub is about 36 containers because it's 2 tablespoons.
36 cookies, you mean?
I mean, yeah, 36, yes.
Cookies.
So 36 cookies over the course of three days. That's not too bad.
Yeah, no. See, that's like 12 a day. 12 cookies a day.
That's not bad.
It's, you know, it has been. There's worse.
And think about it. 12 cookies over the course of 24 hours?
Yeah, it really is.
And
isn't.
It's 120 calories
not
per.
Not that big of a deal.
So over the course of 3 days, I had about 4,000 calories worth of cookies. That's not going to be terrible.
Were you eating other things too, or just
the, no? I mean, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Well,
yeah, so
yeah, yeah, right.
But it wasn't a whole lot because I was full.
Well, I mean, hey, you guys, I don't know what made me think of this, but you guys ever had
tequila?
You ever had tequila? Do you guys like it?
I don't think I've actually ever had tequila.
I tried it one time, and it is nasty.
I hate tequila. Tequila, I got really ill on tequila one time with my buddy Everett. And
you and Ev, what y'all doing?
I don't know. He lived
You don't remember?
I don't. I killed an entire bottle of Cuervo 1800. This is back in the day, and I killed the entire thing.
When you say
by
back
myself.
In the day, you mean back the other day?
But I killed the whole thing by myself. And there's photos and everything of me just hammered.
Oh, yeah, jumping over a fire and that kind of stuff.
Stupid stuff. And
golly, I love all that.
Yeah, he had to carry me up some stairs. I mean, otherwise, I was going to sleep out in the yard, and he's like worried about cops, you know, coming by.
What was your weight when he had to carry you?
I was much lighter.
Oh, okay. Bubba used to be pretty small.
Yeah, I've seen some
small,
of the photos.
Like,
yeah.
I was probably 200-ish.
Yeah, this didn't have much body. Yeah. There's no body fat. Yeah.
Did we ever what? I'm sorry.
I don't remember. What was I going to
say?
I don't know. Garrett is actually allergic to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all alcohol or just beer?
All alcohol. Can't have beer, can't have liquor, can't have wine.
Can you drink like 0.0, like Heineken 0.0?
I can drink Heineken 0. Yeah, it's not like a barley thing.
Okay, so you can do even the Guinness 0. So,
and I'll do that whenever I rarely go out. I'll get like a Heineken 0 or a O'Doul's or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's pretty delicious.
Okay,
I mean,
those have 0.5%, if I'm not mistaken, and you're okay with that amount. It's not too much.
Do they have 0.5%?
Like in O'Doul's? Okay, a 0.0, no, because it has
like,
to
I'm not going
to
die if I drink
what,
do
you get,
alcohol.
What happens to you?
I just
start singing.
If I have one beer in me, I'll get super duper red. I can hear my heartbeat in my head. I get hives on my chest, and I get drunk really quick. So like three beers and I'll probably be blacked out.
When you think about the people on this show, we have some weird allergies between us.
Like, yeah, your cold one.
Garrett is allergic to alcohol. Like, seriously. Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody else who's allergic to alcohol.
See, the cold I didn't believe until I actually saw it for myself and went, wow, this is a real thing.
When we were at the CMA remotes, he came back with, like, two Diet Cokes and his hands were breaking out.
Yeah.
Well, it was kind of weird because he helped me shovel snow a couple of years ago in the parking lot
almost
and everything was fine.
Almost killed
me. It didn't almost kill me. No, work. Yeah. Doing work, almost
killed.
No, it's the cold thing. If you've never heard of cold urticaria, it's an actual allergy to cold. They don't know if I got it as a side effect from COVID or a tick bite. Probably a tick bite. And you know what? I will say this: being allergic to cold and having the hives and breaking out and all that is no big deal because Big D's wife allergic because of a tick bite. She can't have meat and milk and stuff like.
Dude. She can have meat. She can't have. Oh, what is it?
Oh, she can have meat now.
Well, yeah, like emu. Yeah, ostrich. She can't have anything that is a mammal,
I believe. So she can't have beef or... Can she have pork?
No.
So she can have things that lay eggs?
Yes. She can have chicken, can't have milk or any dairy.
No yogurt. Ooh.
No, none of that.
I love
and she
yogurt.
Can't do beef, any sausages, you know, pork.
Because it's
all that
mixed up.
Yeah, I can't have any of that kind of stuff. So she, and there's a, it's called Alpha Gal is the name of it. But she's doing a thing now where she takes like a tincture. Is that the word? It's like a little
T-I-N-C-T-U-R-E.
I think so. But it's like a little bit of the bad stuff so that your body can work on a little bit and then. She's been doing it. I think it's going to be like a year.
So she's trying to work her body's resistance.
Iocane powder. It's that.
Yeah,
it's
I was going to say, just like
built up,
Princess Bride.
Yes. Yeah, built up a
resistance to it.
That's it.
So do you think if she ever overcomes this, she'll go back to eating those things? Or do you
think
she
No, I don't. I don't think she. I don't think so.
That would be the worst. See, I'm fine with being allergic to cold. You know me, as much as I love a steak or whatever. I mean, milk. I drink gallons of milk.
Mm.
I could. I. It would really be one of the hardest adjustments ever. And I know I'm not going to say I couldn't do that because obviously when your life is on the line, just like you with alcohol, you know, you do what you got to do to stay alive. But it would be rough.
Yeah.
You couldn't put cream in your coffee.
No.
That stuff you put in your coffee is terrible for you.
Oh, the stuff I have? That sugar-free, whatever.
Well, yeah, that powdered stuff
terrible. They used to sell, and I got used to just putting the powder in there because we don't have milk here or even creamer. But they used to sell this. It was like a coconut thing, and it was basically pure coconut, and it was amazing. And I used to just put that in my thing, but they don't sell it anymore. I don't know where to get it.
Like coconut milk or just coconut?
It was like this shredded coconut, but it was powdered coconut.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
It was so good.
I remember that. Yeah, I used to get into it. Well, I went to a thing where I didn't eat meat just because. I watched the Forks Over Knives documentary.
Oh, I don't know if they know about your documentary issue.
Yeah.
This is something we haven't talked much about on the show.
Yeah.
Big D has a documentary issue. Yeah. It's an illness. If he watches a documentary
mental illness.
On whatever it may be, whatever the documentary is, he adopts that and changes his life according to the documentary.
I can't.
Wow.
The cliff notes is I believe any documentary I watch.
Whatever the documentary.
It doesn't matter.
So he could watch a documentary about how aliens are fake. And all of a sudden,
I'd be like, man, you know, they make some good points.
And then he could watch one about aliens are real.
So I watched Forks Over Knives one time, and I stopped eating meat the next day.
changed your life.
I didn't eat meat for almost 2 years, and I lost 100 pounds.
Oh, I thought you gained weight during that time.
Gained
weight? Because I remember when you were going to the gym regularly.
Well, I would have lost more, but I was going to the gym so much. It was kind of offsetting a little bit, but I ended up losing right at 100 pounds.
Big D was going to the gym twice a day.
Oh, sometimes. Wow.
Yeah, sometimes I wouldn't.
So did you watch a documentary about how meat was amazing, and then you changed your entire diet?
I'll tell you what I did.
They have those.
I'll tell you what I did. It was Famous Dave's Barbecue, and was there. And you know, there are other things that you can get. Like you can get. You don't have to get. Yeah. I didn't. Wasn't like, oh, we're at a meat place. I have to get. You know, I can't eat anything. They always have something. And I was, I don't know. I was just like, you know what? I've been doing it for a while, and I was kind of, it smells so good. And I do like their ribs. And I'm like, you know, I want to try some. And that was it.
Drinking tequila!
Well, you know it, I'm drinking tequila.
So should we show you a documentary about exercising?
Man, yeah. Schaefer, I wish I knew you when you were fat. Like Schaefer before he
actually
started working
right
with
now
us.
this is pretty much as fat as I get right now.
Oh really?
Yeah, because I've put a lot of that weight I lost back on.
How much did you lose?
40 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah, I've got my winter weight on right now.
It's always winter.
Always. I was going to say, it's winter somewhere. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and that's true. Right now, it is right. Summer in the middle of Chile and Argentina.
I have a neighbor who actually has been down in South America for the past couple of weeks enjoying summer, and I'm hiking Patagonia and all this.
My like, buddy goes snow skiing every summer.
Yeah.
They go and do Patagonia and all those places. They go and they hit all those stuff up, and I'm like, that's
crazy. Is that kind of near Ecuador?
I don't know, man.
That's the thing that said you know Ecuador is named Ecuador because it's near the equator. And I was like, wow, I feel stupid.
What is
that? I know. It's true. That's right up there with the Trojan horse story isn't true. That never happened. Right. Ever.
Ecuador is not by the equator. Well, I don't know. Hold on. I'm pulling it up.
I mean Patagonia. Ecuador is definitely near the equator.
Ecuador is on the equator. Right. It's split down the middle almost by the
that's
equator.
That's how they got its name.
I feel like the Trojan horse thing did happen.
I thought that was going to be a lie. I'm sorry. Go on.
No.
Fake news.
No. What'd you say, Garrett?
I said I feel like the Trojan horse thing did happen, and you're just being clickbaited into thinking it didn't.
No. It's part of Greek mythology. And mythology is myth. It's in the name, and it's not true. It's as true as Zeus is.
But it's in Monty Python.
That's true.
Is it Monty Python?
Oh, yeah.
I think they use a big rabbit though.
Yeah, they use a rabbit instead of a horse.
Which one is that?
Holy Grail.
Are they inside the rabbit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, the end.
Yeah.
The end. Yeah. It gets kind of.
When's the last time you watched?
On you.
When's the last time you guys watched that movie?
Like 2 years ago.
Yeah, probably.
I watch it in clips, but I don't know the last time I actually watched
it. I've watched it in clips over the course of the last 30 years. I don't think I've watched the whole thing since, like, I was a kid. I don't know. I can't remember. I remember watching it as a kid and not getting it and thinking, what is this? And then seeing the clips over the course of the years going, oh, this is brilliant. But I don't think I've watched it.
I used to have a VHS of it. I don't think.
Yeah, I owned the DVD of it.
Yeah.
It holds up, man.
It does.
I went to Camelot whenever I was in Scotland. They went to one castle. They filmed the whole thing like in 6 days.
Mm-hmm. They did.
And they
quick.
Went to one castle. They could only get one place to agree to let them film there because all the national castles that they requested were like, no, you're not going to come here and make a farce out of our castle. We have the history and blah, blah, blah. And so they had to settle. So they went to this one castle.
Wasn't that more Scottish you just did?
Well, it was Scotland.
Okay. Was it Scotland? Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of like Scottish. So they go and they filmed everything there. So all the different castles in the movie are just different rooms of the same castle. And it also is Winterfell from Game of Thrones.
I didn't watch Game of Thrones.
Oh.
Again, that's another show that I saw in clips. If it's on reels, if it's in a clip form, I will have watched some portion of it. But in terms of like full-on episodes, nah.
So
I watch everything in about 90-second clips now.
I only watched the final season of Game of Thrones. Remember how mad people got whenever I binge-watched? On YouTube, right before they were putting out the final season of Game of Thrones, on YouTube, somebody did a 20-minute synopsis of the prior six seasons. So I watched that.
That's pretty smart.
I watched and it was 20 minutes to get caught up on everything.
Yeah.
And then I watched the very first episode of season 7, the final season, and I watched that all the way through, and I was not upset about how it ended. Because as somebody who only watched the synopsis, I didn't have all these preconceived notions of how it had to be.
See, that's what I did with Breaking Bad. I watched like the final 8 episodes of Breaking Bad and just found out everything that happened before it. And I enjoyed it, so it was good. People were like, "I can't believe you did." It's a TV show. Just calm down.
You're missing out on a few of the, you know.
Yeah, but I went back and watched them as clips later on. I just didn't see them as the full episode.
Yeah,
but then I watched Better Call Saul, which in my opinion was actually a better show.
It is a better show. It's a better written show. Better written show, better acted. Well, I don't know if it's better acted, but it's really good.
Could I watch that without knowing anything about
Better Call Saul?
Yes. Yeah.
Because it's a prequel.
Because, like, didn't you say there's like little Easter eggs? Like, they'll have people from the future show up in an episode.
But you don't have to know that in order to enjoy Better Call Saul.
Uh-uh. It's just like a little bonus if you get it. You're like, oh, yeah, that's the guy from.
That's Nacho.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
That's the only name I remember because that guy was on our show like the day before his character was killed off.
Oh, Nacho was great.
We had a nice run there for a while on killing characters off.
we did with Walking Dead, too.
Yeah.
It was like that was the thing all the way up until Michonne. Every single person from The Walking Dead that appeared on our show died.
Gone.
Like within 2 episodes.
Gone.
I was like, what are we doing?
To be fair, a lot of characters got killed off.
No, they did. Walking Dead went
through. Walking Dead was good up until... All right, here's where I'm at. Walking Dead was peak at that farmhouse with the farmer guy, the old guy, and they're all in the barn, and they're all locked in there.
Yeah.
After that, it was... I couldn't keep up with it. It got weird and hard to follow.
Okay, see, I watched all of it except the final season. Remember how they split it in half and then, like, but I watched everything up to then. Walking Dead had moments of brilliance and even episodes, like, you know, a 3-episode run where you're like, oh, thank God I watched all of these because that was so good, seeing, like, a little story arc play out. But there were, in the same vein... 5 and 6 in a row that would just suck, and they were tedious to go through because they were setup episodes.
I thought having your entire like group of people in a giant jail is so cool, though. Mm-hmm. That's a great place for a zombie apocalypse.
Mm.
Yeah.
You got food, probably not very good food.
But you were able to farm on the inside of the yard.
You got security.
You got shanks.
That's where we're going, Bubba. When it all hits.
Man, I would be down for that. You got guard towers already built in.
I actually am hitting you guys up whenever stuff hits the fan because I feel like you guys are the most prepared. I don't have many friends like you guys.
I was pre-divorce, but a lot of that stuff has changed.
Did you split your MREs or something?
No, but I lost my ability to, you know, keep stuff the way I was keeping it, and... same thing with my caches and all that. I had stuff planned. I mean, I do have a backup plan, but I don't have like a bug out spot.
The
now.
Concept of having to split your MREs in the divorce.
Is that the Salisbury steak? No, that one's. I need that. That's my.
I need the instant potatoes.
Yeah,
instant potatoes are awesome.
Just hit it on a rock.
No, we had some MREs when we were out in Colorado back in October, November. We did. Yeah, that was a few meals when
on
we
the
were
hunting
out there.
Trip. Mm-hmm. Mountain House. Yeah. Those Mountain House meals, man. Yeah. Mountain House. I love me some Mountain House, man.
Mountain House. Listen, Mountain House is nasty if you were to eat it right now. Yeah. However, right. 2 days in the woods or whatever, it's
the best meal you've ever had.
Oh, it's like Nobu.
And that's the thing.
Astronaut ice cream, too, man.
Oh, man. That's
Isn't it interesting how much better things taste depending upon your level of hunger and starvation?
Or your location, wherever you are. I mean, because again, you're out in the woods,
yeah,
and you're like, man, beef stroganoff sounds great right now.
Oh,
but
yeah,
I would
you're out in
never...
the woods, and I'm like, this is the best tasting 2-year-old jerky I've ever had in my life.
Yes.
This is the best ever Slim Jims I've ever had.
This man, is the best.
I gotta get back into dehydrator. I want to get in a really good dehydrator. Didn't your dad have one?
He bought me one. He bought me a 9-rack, really nice one.
You use it?
From no.
You want to sell it?
Yeah.
How much you want for it?
I'll give it to you, man.
No,
I'll give it to you.
No, I'm not gonna.
I'll give
why don't you
to
bring
you.
It here and we'll.
I'll tell you the ones I bought. Now that one is it's a really really nice one. It's a couple $100 if I'm not mistaken from like Bass Pros where you got it. Mm. But I have the ones that use no power. They're like the drying racks and the curing racks or whatever that don't use power, and you're just supposed to leave. I don't know how it works because I've never used them, but I have two of those that I bought as part of my preps years ago, and they're still in the box. I figured, well, if I ever need them, I can read the instructions.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I've got dehydrators that are made to not use electricity.
We need to do that this spring because we've talked about it, to where we make the outside area a picnic/grilling area.
Yes.
Especially if we do our other idea involving the fire escape. Yes. We need to create
that
atmosphere.
Yeah, his own thing.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
And because we could just throw stuff out on a smoker.
Of course.
While the show's happening.
Yeah, like go early. I mean, let it, first off, marinate it overnight.
Mm-hmm.
And then get it in, put it on, let's let it go, do the show. And by the time we finish, it'll be, you know, it depends on what it is, of course. But yeah.
Did you guys know that Ecuador was named because it's right on the equator?
Every time you say, did you know, all I hear now is Justin Nunley in my head. That's all I ever hear.
Did you know Justin got...
Did you know?
So, you know, he bought a General Lee, the Dukes of Hazzard car.
I saw it in his garage on the end of one of his clips. He was doing some snow talk, and I saw, like, the taillight. I went, what?
Yeah, Charger. He also bought the police car of Roscoe Pete Coltrane.
Pete Coltrane.
He has his police car that they used in the TV show.
The actual one.
It was one of them. Because the guy, the actor, whoever that is, mm-hmm. It was his personal one. He, like, after the show, he bought it, or they gave
James
it to him.
James Best? Was that his
name? James Best, yes.
And so it's James Best. It was his car. And so he bought it. I don't know if he's still alive or his estate or something, but Justin has both. He's got the cop car.
I'm going to try to call him real
quick.
He got
the cop car and the General Lee. And I was just like, that's pretty cool, man.
When TikTok did not go away, I was very happy for Justin Nunley to keep his primary revenue source coming in.
I was going to say his final message was, hey, what's going on, Justin?
What's going on, brother?
Did you know that Ecuador is named after the fact that the equator runs right through it?
Did you know that?
I mean, I figured. I spent a little bit of time in Quito
back
several years ago. That was the first time I ever ate guinea pig.
Oh, how was that?
It's not good. I sent it, I respectfully said, I can't eat this. I need some ceviche. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was never... Yeah,
we were talking about your.
Real quick, we're on the podcast right now, and we're live and all that stuff. Yeah. So yeah,
we're talking Broke about up. Your. We're talking about your. Is it James Best? Is his name?
Yeah,
James Best.
Yeah, Roscoe Pico Train.
So you have General Lee and the cop car.
Yes,
that's cool.
I do.
Okay, so kind of give us a little backstory. What was the inspiration behind getting the... Because I saw it. I was just telling Big D. I saw, like, in one of your recent, like, snow videos, it was in the back. I could see it in the garage. I went, whoa! And then I forgot to bring it up. What was the inspiration behind, you know, getting both of those vehicles?
Dude, I've always been a Dukes Hazzard fan, like, ever since I could talk. Like, I'm pretty sure my first words were, I'm a Duke boy, right? I've always loved the Dukes of Hazzard and the magical flying orange car, right? And I always said, you know, if I ever hit the lottery, I won't tell anybody, but there will be signs.
Yeah,
there will be
right.
General Lee sitting in the driveway.
Hey, you know that orange on your car is... I had to send the video to you. There's this guy who went really deep in the research of the paint code for that orange.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you know about it. It's pretty wild.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100. The crazy thing about my car It's like, it wasn't one of the, it's not one of the 12, right? It wasn't screen used or anything. But the cool thing about my car that we uncovered when we did like about a 90% restoration this fall on it, was that my car and Lee One have the same build features. They were both gold, and they both had the tan interior from the factory.
Oh, okay. Are your doors welded or are they open?
Oh, they open. I'm too old, man. My back's busted.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's it. Is it a... What's,
no, thank you.
What do you have in it? What's the engine you have in yours?
It's a 440.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll run like a scalded dog.
My Chevelle has a 454, and I always tell people I can pass anything on the road except a gas station. I get 5 miles to the gallon.
Dude, they will suck it down. They thirsty.
Oh, it's insane.
But it sounds so good.
I know. Do you have when you did restoration on it, is like a resto mod? Did you try and take it back pretty original?
No. It's going to be a car that I drive, not one that I keep in the garage. So I put all new QA1 suspension in under it, put a Moser rear end under it, updated a few things with the Holley EFI sniper and everything. So, I mean, modern car.
Do you like the fuel injection, that sniper?
100%. That is the only way to go, bro. So, I'm not just saying that because I'm you know, partnered with Holley. That is the
You have a Holley deal. You have a deal for your carburetor.
Yeah.
What a legend. Nice.
Well, one thing that you don't realize, and I didn't realize this until I partnered up with Holley, is, dude, they own everything. They own Simpson safety gear. I mean, like, you name it. If it's got the same, colors as, like, Holley logo, if the logo kind of looks like a Holley logo, it's owned by Holley. Wow. I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Yeah.
Yep. I know a lot of the guys in the classic car world get those for fuel injection stuff. Mine's still just an old carburetor.
Dude, trust me, if you ever put that Holley EFI on there, you will never go back to anything else. You'll wonder how you lived without it.
Mine won't even start right now. It's so cold.
Exactly. I can go in my garage right now with you on the phone, and I have not cranked that car all day, and it'll fire right up.
Yeah, mine does.
And how much is that to convert it?
It's really not that much.
Do you remember or no?
I don't know. Hell, I've never paid for one, but I've looked at the price on them.
I think they're like $500.
What's it called? The
Sniper.
Sniper EFI, Holley EFI Sniper.
Dude,
I'm telling you that we're putting it on my dad's 79 dent side that we're restoring right now. And
what is a 79 dent side? What is that?
F-250.
Old pickup, yeah.
Oh, yep. Oh, nice.
Yeah, so you can get these anywhere from $900 to $2,000, depending on which one you look into.
Trust me, it's worth every penny. Yeah. And I can put you in contact with Holley if you want me to.
We can get a Holley deal.
Yeah. We're gonna
shout them out on your program. I mean, y'all are syndicated. Y'all are bigger than I am.
Dude, we're just trying to get a Burger King deal.
Dude.
Trying to get a coffee deal. A Dairy Queen deal.
Taco Bell, baby.
Does Big D have those tiny hands? He could probably, if he had tiny hands, he'd get a Burger King deal.
That's right.
Oh, you cracked me up. Hey, I'm so glad TikTok is still around and you're still around. I ain't going to lie, man. When you did your goodbye thing, I was like, man, this is sad.
Yeah. Dude, I'm a sentimental person. I've never told anybody that. And, dude, I'm telling you, like, I teared up a couple times, like, doing those edits. Man.
I saw at the very end when you finished, and then you came back and you kind of looked, and I was like, why? Why'd you do that? Yes. Yeah, it was brutal. But, yeah, I'm glad it's back, man. I'm glad. What do you think's going to happen with it now?
I think it's going to stay. Man, there's too much money in it for it to go away. You know, I mean, and with Bezos now partnering with TikTok Shop, you know, with Amazon being able to sell stuff, I just don't see it going nowhere, man. There's just too much money.
Yeah, too many. Yeah. Once they started getting connected, and you saw, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, we got to, you know, delete your Facebook and delete your Instagram, and we're going to fight this.
Those poor people who deleted the app off of their phone and they can't get it.
Those phones are so expensive.
Wild. Have you seen those? The ones that people are selling on eBay? They've already got it installed.
Bro, I've got two phones sitting in my mother-in-law suite right now that you know, I didn't trade them in when I upgraded phones, and they've got TikTok installed. And I've thought about it, but I'm like, I'm not giving it away with my you know,
all
account
stuff
information on there.
Yeah,
I don't know if you could log in or not, but I mean, if they'll let you log out, I'll sell it. Everything I got is for sale except for my wife and kids, and they're free to go home.
By the way, we have survived the loss of Friendster. When it went away, Yik Yak. Remember Yik Yak? It was supposed to be like the college campus.
What? That existed for like 5 minutes.
Yik Yak was a
so
big
quick.
Deal. Vine was probably the one that affected me the most.
I loved Vine.
Vine was fun. Yeah.
Google Plus and MySpace are also the ones that we survived.
Yeah, MySpace.
Foursquare. You're forgetting about Foursquare.
Oh, Foursquare.
Foursquare went away.
MapQuest. Where's that at? MapQuest went away.
MapQuest is still there.
MapQuest.
Someone who uses MapQuest still. I'm like, what are you doing? They're like, well, I don't know. I'm working on my phone.
People that use MapQuest are the same ones that have the tickets for the flights. They still have the boarding passes.
Oh,
the paper boarding passes.
Yeah. Or walk into a sporting event with paper tickets.
Yeah.
Who does that? Psychos.
I do, but okay.
He is feeling very judged today.
Yeah, I feel a little threatened. Well, it started with my small hands.
Well, I'm glad that you answered the phone. I was like, I don't know. We're going to take a gamble by calling you because we were talking about your cars, and it was just a cool thing. Are we going to see you at the National Wild Turkey event? Are you going to be out?
I believe I will be there with, I'm part owner of Redfin Polarized, and we're going to have a booth there. So it's looking like I will be there in the Redfin booth.
Okay.
Well, we're hosting the Opry show, so make sure you get to the Opry and come back, hang out backstage.
Oh, yeah, that's where we met each other last
year. You're right. That was a year.
That was 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago.
We met 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was back there with Gary.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. I saw the picture of Gary on the jet with Trump Jr., I think it was. And I was look at him.
Sitting on his lap. I was like, you're cheating on me. What are you doing? Get out of his lap, Gary.
Hey, Gary. What are you doing? I mean, you talk about just redneck country come to town gorgeousness. It's all that.
It's awesome.
Best.
Gary's a good dude, man. I can't speak enough good things about
Gary LaVox.
Like, genuinely, like, good people.
Yeah, Gary treats you very well. Yeah. I see the videos, and man, we're going to be all goofy here, but I see the videos, you know, the TikToks and all that, where you and Gary are just hanging out, and I'm like, you know what? Y'all were meant for each other.
Yeah, I want to see you guys.
100%.
Yeah. I want to see you guys go on like an adventure and stuff like, you know, all right.
Oh, I've only got 2 weeks left in the military, so I'm fixing to be retired.
Oh, so you got 2 weeks.
Yeah, so are we on the air?
Yes, we are on the podcast.
Okay, I don't even care. We can throw it on the air. So I'm planning on jumping on Rascal Flatts tour bus with Gary to go to a couple different cities.
Nice.
This spring, so
cool. Will you do something?
I will be around.
Will you do something on stage? Will you get on and like open up or something, or just?
I can announce them on. Yeah,
yeah.
I've already told it that I want to announce on.
That's great. Yeah, you guys should get in the.
I can hop across.
You guys should get in the Charger and just travel across America. I would watch that show. I would.
Well,
I would.
We're talking about us riding Harleys from city to city.
Oof. Have you ever done that? Because I have, and it's terrible.
Oh, yeah. I love riding, bro.
Oh,
I love it.
God,
I can't get enough of it.
It's the worst.
The distance?
Oh, it's just, you get the box butt. Oh, it's just terrible.
Oh, that is bad. But, you know, we're bougie. So, I mean, the tour bus will always be there with a trailer. We can, you know, stop for gas, park the box, and sit down and play Nintendo or something.
Okay,
you know?
Now that's the way to do it. That's what Nintendo.
That ain't working. That's the way you do it.
Well, yeah, money for are you guys? Once you're retired, are you planning to stay where you're at, or you're thinking of moving closer to Gary?
Gary's building me a. He's building me a cabin right now on property.
A little mother-in-law suite.
I think we're gonna. Yeah. I think we're gonna stay here in Florida. We like it. The kids like it. You know. People can't drive, but it's good weather.
Yeah. Except for the snow, though. You didn't like that.
Yeah.
That was wild. That was the coolest thing I believe I've ever seen
since
I've lived here.
Insane.
I mean, it was a blizzard.
Oh, yeah. First ever blizzard warning for the state of Louisiana ever in the history of ever. Insane.
That's insane.
Yeah, crazy, crazy. But, you know, we got that global warming going on. All right.
Yeah. Hey, Trump climate? Fixed it in 2 days.
You crack me up.
All right. We all love right. you, dude.
Send me y'all pictures of your car.
Love y'all. If y'all need anything, yeah. If y'all need anything, let me know.
Yeah,
okay, we'll see you in a couple weeks.
Well, yeah, we'll see you at the Opry.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Later.
By God, let's do it.
All right, take care.
Justin Nunley.
Yeah, you can find him, Justin Danger Nunley, pretty much on all the platforms. He's everywhere.
He has a real. He's got a real natural energy. Like he just like when he talks, you like want to listen to what he has to say.
Yeah.
He just
like
has
Beetlejuice.
That.
If you just say his name three times, he's going to appear wherever you're at.
Justin Nunley. Justin Nunley. Justin Nunley.
Hey, listen. Did you know?
Dude, my favorite is like how sometimes he has one shoe on, or he's got the body bags in the background, and you're looking around, looking at little Easter eggs. And
I didn't know he did that.
Oh no! Watch his videos, and you'll see like there's random body bags like taped up in the background. But the shoe thing is like weird. One day he'll have on like one rubber boot, and the next day it'll be like one croc. I mean, just weird. Yeah, just okay. Anyway, Justin Danger Nunley, look him up. We good? We done?
Yeah, Kane Brown coming up next.
Yeah,
Oh yes, here we go.
Listen.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Sure is smoky.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
It's like Doris Day.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Who?
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
I'm sorry.
Kane Brown's new album is out now, and he's feverishly texting away to
my wife,
to his wife.
What's going on?
Who is you get? Is you get drama?
No, my daughter's having her first golf lesson today, and my wife's like, "What all should be in her golf bag?" And then she couldn't turn the golf simulator on earlier, so she called again while I was on another interview.
So is the golf simulator? So is she taking golfing lessons at your house?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you have a golf like a thing that you hit into like a screen, or you have a building?
I have a building, like a man cave.
Oh wow, that's nice.
If you actually had a real cave, and it would be like
be
the Kane cave,
real cave.
Yeah. To the Kane cave, let's go.
That'd be nice.
What else is in there?
I have a basketball court, full gym, bunk bedroom, sauna, my rehearsal room, and then my garage.
Do you ever sit in there and just think, man, this is crazy? Because 10 years ago, I mean, all of that would have been different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I tell my wife all the time, like, I want my kids to go to public school. Like, if I had that whenever I was, you know, in public school, I would be an athlete somewhere.
You think so?
I know so, bro. I mean, there's no way you can have that. And I was athletic. I mean, I'm still decently athletic.
Yeah, you
I feel
are.
Like
We've
I'm
seen.
20 years aged because my back. But if I had all this stuff, like I was always in the gym. I was skipping class in the gym, like just to be able to shoot. So if I had that at my house. Man.
So you have like a full court basketball court?
Yeah, I have an NBA court at my house.
What's the difference in an NBA court and a regular court?
A lot bigger.
Oh, okay.
And is it bigger than a college
it's
court?
They're no different.
Well, the lines. Like, the lines are further away.
Oh, right.
I think it's
right.
like three feet further for the three-point line.
You ever had any professional basketball players come into your house and play?
No. Jimmy Butler came to Nashville, but we went to a college and played. My court wasn't ready yet. But I've been trying to get him down because he's been working on it.
Is your face on the
What's in the middle?
It says family.
Oh,
That's nice.
Sweet.
We wanted to make fun of you.
Do you have stands or anything? Like whenever somebody's like at your house and they want to like watch the game, like the pickup game, do you have somewhere to sit?
No, I just have jerseys because, you know, I did the NBA arena tour.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, they're all framed.
It'd be cool. Like you could take like deer stands and just mount them up on the wall and then people have to climb the ladder.
Yeah, no, we don't got that. I just like to share it with my friends.
Kane Brown is joining us. The album is out, The High Road. Make sure you check it out. Backseat Driver is on there. Miles on it with the Marshmallow. I just love that. I love the Marshmallow. I don't know him. I think it's so weird that he has a marshmallow ahead. And I think that's so. I just think it's so. It's weird. And I like it, But it is weird.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's a marshmallow. It's super happy for kids, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I like all, like, I don't know what it is. Why does country not have that? Like, you know, Daft Punk, the robot people.
Yeah.
You know, marshmallow, that kind of thing. You got, what's the mouse? Dead Mouse.
Oh, Dead Mouse, yeah.
I mean, like, EDM owns that. We should steal it. We should have somebody with, like, a hillbilly head.
I'll come out.
And we just call them Hillbilly Head.
Hey, man, it's a new collab with Hillbilly Head and Kane Brown.
Kane Brown, yeah. And his DJ Hillbilly Head.
I feel like the person that would make perfect sense for it would be Diplo, because he's in the country scene now.
Okay.
Yeah, but...
And you got to think.
But he doesn't need the money. You need to find somebody who's hungry.
Who's willing to do dumb things.
Yeah. Willing to be the best singer in DJ form. Like,
you want me to be Hillbilly Head? Yeah. All right.
Okay.
All right, so here's your gift, Kane.
We have reimagined your songs, just a couple of them. And,
girl, you're gone and done it to me, hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again.
This is AI?
Yeah. We used AI to reinvent your songs.
Sick.
You could have,
kind of fire.
You could have a hologram open for you on the road.
That's low-key guess.
This is going to be the new single from Hillbilly Head.
Oh, yes. This one I took a Russian slant because of the other
10
Georgia.
10 miles out of Chattanooga.
It sounds like Lauren a little bit.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Like who?
Lauren Lena.
There's a no-name road off Highway 2 just past the welcome sign.
Oh, it does sound like
it's
her.
Where I was
and she's from
born.
There, so it's perfect.
So what do you think?
It's a hit.
Okay.
Yo,
and I have one
this
more.
A sick present.
We
man.
Were talking about Hillbilly Head and Marshmallow and all that, so we have reinvented.
Oh, yeah, this is my, okay.
Uh-huh. Let's go.
New truck, big lift.
Now you got Hardy in here.
Tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch.
What do you think?
New seats.
I feel like I gotta get to the chorus.
History, okay. You just can't fake
that's
that
scary
song.
What AI can do now.
It's terrible.
Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back up the Chevy with the engine.
This is my least favorite one.
Okay.
But I like both of the all first right. and second one were fire.
Do all you right. think AI, how, like, what's your thoughts on it?
For writers, I think of getting, I mean, depending on which artist you go for. Because some will definitely get mad you're using their AI voice. But I think for writers, if you can just like write a song and put an artist on it to
like
pitch
a demo?
To them.
Like
you know
a
what
demo?
I mean? Yeah. I think it could be very helpful as long as that artist doesn't get mad.
I can't believe how good that sounds.
It's getting better every day. And that's the scary thing. We were talking about it. It's like, you know, like in Japan, they have all these anime artists. You know, like, do you know what I'm talking about? Like they have the different little cartoon characters that actually do. And they're huge stars. And I'm like,
and
why?
They're not real.
And they're not real at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, we're getting to the point where we're going to have that here in America. It's going to be a thing. And I think within the next 2 years.
You heard about the guy that just got in trouble for, right?
No. Mm-hmm.
He made like all these different artist accounts and he ended up making, I want to say like $7 to $10 million off of Spotify for streaming.
Wow.
And he was a fake artist.
Yeah, it wasn't. It was just him putting it up there and he was just collecting all the royalties.
Wow.
And that's illegal?
Yeah,
I wasn't sure. Okay, well, plan B. All right.
Well, thank God. See, I'm throwing in one of your song titles. Thank God we have you here today, a real flesh and blood human being.
Look at him.
Thanks.
Kane Brown. The album is called The High Road. Backseat Driver is so stinking good. If you're a parent, you definitely want to hear that. And check him out online, KaneBrownMusic.com, and all the social media as well.